It's time for What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.
Morena, Paula, how are you?
Good morning, I'm really good, thanks.
It's nice to hear from you. Thank you for phoning us again this morning.
Always on time.
Hey, we've got a lot to talk about because it's been a busy couple of weeks in politics. It's been a while since we've spoken to you about drug reform, and the Misuse of Drugs Act has had its third reading, which means that if police find someone using drugs, they're able to exercise some discretion over whether it needs to be treated as a criminal offence or as a health issue. So as the drug reform spokesperson for National, you've said you want a community health response to drug reform. How's that different from what's currently being proposed?
Yeah, well, there's a great program, if you call it a program, in Northland, which is called Te Ara Oranga, and that is a really all of community response. So it is health, police, it is community, it's education, it's housing. They kind of see people with addictions. They may come to them via social workers through their children. It may come via police or health. And they kind of wrap this whole response. I mean, you can't help someone with an addiction if they haven't got somewhere to live. Mm. You know, you can't help someone with somewhere to live if they haven't got mental health or other issues that all sort of lined up alongside of it. So it's that really works. We funded it initially. The government have said that they will support it and run it out. So that's the sort of thing that I see as being an all-of-community response.
And how do you think that sort of, I guess, reform of something like the Misuse of Drugs Act is going to be able to support those services?
Well, I'm not sure it does. So, I mean, police already have discretion and they use it. And I suppose I worry that this is the Misuse of Drugs Act has now taken it another whole step further. And that means that there aren't the services for them to be sending people to. It means that really frontline police are trying to make a judgment about where they can send them to the house. There's no follow-up that they've got with the resources to actually do that. And there are cases when police should prosecute, and there's cases where it's multiple times. And this is all drugs, not just marijuana. We're talking meth, we're talking heroin, we're talking cocaine. There are times when it's taken in front of children. There are times when it's in unsafe environments and things. And I do believe that sometimes there is a criminal response that should be coming as well.
Do you think that the police need more supports then from the government?
I think all of government, all of our communities do. So it's not just police, it is also health, addiction services, more beds available, a range of services that can help those that are caught in addiction. But if I was, I was at Arahata Prison a couple of weeks ago and speaking to women there that were going through a drug rehabilitation program, and they just said more education in our schools, more understanding, better options for us, and I think that education component's really important as well.
Mm, totally. Well, we might talk a little bit about the Labor Party harassment allegations, which has been quite a big topic. Last week you said that two people had come to you to raise concerns about sexual misconduct allegations in the Labor Party. We've also seen sexual misconduct allegations in your own party during the Jamie Lee Ross debacle. Plus, Parliament itself has recently produced a report showing shocking levels of bullying. So how can we clean up the behaviour in Parliament, in your view? This seems to be quite a massive problem.
Well, one thing we've got to do is be open and transparent about it and not make victims feel intimidated into silence or not being able to speak up. They deserve a process that is respectful, that is victim-led, and that's not what we've seen in this case. So, yes, we have dealt with our problems, but I think the difference here is we dealt with them. And we did that. And for all of the criticisms, we didn't try and hide it. We actually came out in the open and we did what had to be done. It's extraordinary that victims from within Labor feel the only way they can get a voice now is through an opposition deputy leader, through me. And I believe them. And they are truly scared. It is causing, it's really blowing me away. I mean, we've had a woman be hospitalised in recent times because of the stress of this. They have got severe anxiety. They've got no faith in the process. They are being intimidated and bullying. And they deserve to have a process that actually hears them and is victim-led. And that's not happening and still not happening. They were contacting me yesterday and saying, we feel like now the Prime Minister and the Labor Party can kind of kick this for touch and say there's independence. Well, it doesn't feel like to them that it's truly independence, that it's not being run by sexual abuse experts that actually can get into it. They feel re-traumatised.
Paula, do you think if people are feeling like they have no faith in the process, as you were saying there, do you think that this is maybe speaking to a bigger issue, I guess, that goes beyond Parliament as well, but I guess kind of talking about the way that people who want to talk about harassment allegations and things like that feel maybe not supported by the systems in place?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's still stigma involved. It takes a huge amount of courage to step up and make a complaint, and you would trust that the people that are more senior to you would take that seriously and thoroughly. You know, I think it's throughout society. I'd like to think we were getting better, and then I see examples like this, and I just wonder if really it is.
Well, we've seen other examples, I guess, more broadly in New Zealand in the last week. Of course, Parliament is kind of a microcosm of New Zealand in its own way. Do you think it's appropriate when we're sentencing offenders for there to be discussion around things like whether they've had a promising sporting career, which is something that we've seen in the last week?
I think it's appalling. Absolutely appalling. One has to put aside the alleged perpetrators. They have to, in that case, they've been convicted as such, and it's been proven. Really, it should be victims first, our communities safe, and actually, the fact that they've got a sporting career or something like that, I think is completely irrelevant, and they should be held to account as anyone else should be.
So we also want to talk this morning about New Zealand First, working with Labor on the abortion law reform bill. You've been speaking about this a bit recently. You said that New Zealand First has shafted Labor when it called at the last minute for a referendum on abortion reform. We saw the bill go through its first reading with very strong numbers. Do you think that this response by NZ First is likely to make any difference in the long run?
I hope not, and I think that, more than 90 members of Parliament voting in support of that first reading, speaks to the fact that seven members, don't wield that much power to sort of hold it back. And I think now we need to let that process happen. I think the select committee process is really important so that we can hear from New Zealanders and from experts so that we can make sure that we're making the best law possible. But, I just find it incredible that they worked in good faith and didn't have that sort of conversation earlier in a respectful way that you would expect with your coalition partner.
You've said you want abortion law that has a good balance of compassion and health checks. Do you feel confident about the direction of the law at the moment?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I mean, I think it's effectively similar to what's happening now, except it's not in the Crimes Act, and women effectively don't have to lie to get the health treatment that they need. And, that's my personal view.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Paula. We really appreciate it. It's great to talk to you every fortnight, and we'll speak to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Deputy Leader Paula Bennett.